You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Well, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled to introduce you to Christina, who is the founder of Marketing Syrup Digital Inc., an SEO consultancy providing high-impact SEO consulting for medium to large-size B2C companies that are ready to scale using SEO. Christina, thank you for being here.
Hi, everyone. It's me, and I really loved how you said the name of my company. It was so cute.
So the real question I got to ask right off the bat is, do you have little mini bottles of maple syrup with your business on it as a business card or as a swag item when you meet people?
Well, not really, but I had one when I went to speak in the UK pre-COVID. On the Women in Tech SEO conference. So I gave away a few bottles of maple syrup for the right answers to my questions.
That is amazing. So those that don't know Marketing Syrup, like, what does it look like? What's kind of like the day-to-day for you in that world? Because I think when you hear SEO consultancy, I think some people are still figuring out what SEO is today, let alone what an SEO consultant does. So fill us in on what that is.
Yeah, that's an amazing question. So there are two parts to my business, actually. So one part is SEO consulting, which means that I help companies to scale their efforts using SEO. It means that I basically come as a consultant and kind of member of a team. And I audit the website of my clients, and I build a strategy of how they can reach their business goals using SEO, or SEO as one of the channels of their digital marketing powerhouse. And then what I'm also doing is basically I'm talking to the team members if they have any questions. I'm making sure that everything is understood. One of the things I do, because I'm more on a technical side, I write user stories so that, for example, as an SEO, you know that there are so many things that should be implemented on the website, and you might sometimes have recommendations, but they are not implemented. So I build user stories to make sure that developers understand what exactly they need to do and what it looks like when it's done properly. Because if you tell people just make sure that website, that page is crawlable and indexable, cool, what does it mean exactly? So I basically help to remove all those roadblocks and make sure that everyone is on board and understands what they are doing and why they are doing this. This is one part of my business. And the second part of my business is teaching. So I have a Marketing Syrup SEO Academy, and I have courses there, and I'm building more courses currently. I just want to make sure that the whole SEO industry is elevated, and I want the industry to be better and better and better and improve. So my goal is to basically help the SEO industry improve over time, and the SEO professionals improve their knowledge and grow.
That's incredible. So those that are listening right now, that are whether agency side, they work for an agency working with multiple brands, or their brand side, and they're thinking, you know what, I could hire a full-time person, you know, post something on Indeed, LinkedIn, hire a full-time person, hope they're good, and have them working full-time in-house and as an SEO person, or I could reach out to Christina because I have a web person already. I've got a PR team already who's out there getting, you know, earned media and getting some really nice backlinks. But Christina can come in maybe for like a 3-month, 6-month, year-long engagement and be my outside counsel, voice, kind of Jedi master to kind of oversee that process. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. That's basically correct, because oftentimes I would come in when there is already an SEO in the company, or when there are people who do SEO but do SEO more on the content side. And that's where I come in. But I also know that some companies, and it happened recently, they prefer, so a company bought my course for all like five or six or whatever employees of the SEO department that they wanted to basically up level. This is possible as well. It's just whatever works for you.
No, that's amazing. And for you, you get that chance to come alongside because you're not in the trenches. You're not going to go and start doing the code changes. You're not doing the actual work, but you're coming in with a really high quality audit, really good directions, and a really good roadmap.
Exactly. But I can do this because I used to do lots of implementation. I used to do lots of coding. I mean, I didn't code this website from scratch, but I know coding a little bit, and I've had a website on WordPress for so long, so I would usually just go into this, like, you know, theme files and try to find something and change. And I think it just makes me a better SEO in general. So I used to do lots of hands-on work, and I still do it for myself. But when it comes to companies, I find that I bring the most impact when I'm overseeing versus when I'm just implementing.
That's amazing. Now, for the teaching side of it, it's mm-hmm. pretty awesome that you get to teach and you get to help elevate an industry. Because I think historically, like, again, I don't think it's as much the case anymore, but mechanics used to have this bad reputation where you'd go to a mechanic and they'd say, well, your thingamabopper's broken and your wiggaboo, right? And people wouldn't know because they don't really know what's under the hood. And so people would get this bad reputation. Same thing with SEO. I think for years it was like, well, this black art, right? It was this magic oil made from snakes. And the snake oil would rub all over your website and be like, just trust me, I'm doing something. And so I love that you're bringing a lot of light and awareness and education to an industry. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I totally agree with you. I think that it's our responsibility as SEOs to improve the industry overall. It's not only about us. It's not only about one individual. It's about the whole industry. And it hurts a lot when you hear from clients like, I just paid for this, like, for this service, and they prepaid 6 months, but an SEO person never showed up even for the calls. And you feel bad for these people, but it's just because they didn't know what SEO is, and they thought that it's enough to pay just $100 for something, for like some snake oil, and that's it. So I believe that it's our true responsibility to improve the industry so that everyone benefits from it.
That's incredible. They say a rising tide rises all boats, and I feel like that's so true.
Exactly.
In what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're okay sharing this, what are your kind of tools of choice when you do these audits? Do you mind sharing kind of your favorite auditing tools and resources?
Yeah, my favorite tools ever are Google Analytics, Google Search Console. They are indispensable. So I would not start an SEO audit unless I have those tools. Because all the rest, they are amazing. And I'm going to name a few more in a second. But Google Analytics and Google Search Console are give you first-hand information directly from Google and about your website. Then the tools, they help you to see this information under different angles. They can also flag some issues, or in many cases flag something that is not actually an issue. So you need to be really aware of that. But Google Analytics, Google Search Console. Then I really love Screaming Frog and Sidebulb. Again, I use them interchangeably. I also use Ahrefs and SEMrush. It also depends. Like, sometimes my clients would have SEMrush, sometimes my clients would have Ahrefs. And it just depends on the client.
Potato, potato.
Yeah.
Moz, what are your thoughts on Moz? Any advice for those that are
I don't have any advice for Moz because I haven't used it for a long time. Honestly, I used it when it was SEO Moz, so you can say that it was a long time ago. Yeah. I really love the brand and what they're doing, but I don't use their tool as of now.
So you've got three classes, three courses that someone can access. Tell me about maybe what the difference between the three courses and why someone would pick one over the other.
Yeah. So I have two courses, and one is in the making. So the first one is something that I created a few years ago, and I've updated it a lot of times, and it's an ebook. It's actually an ebook. Many people call it the course, but it's actually an ebook with a few videos additionally, and it's on e-commerce SEO only. It's about 10 huge wins for any online store, and I walk through the different things that you can do to improve SEO for an online store. And it's not anything sneaky or shady, or it's not like you won't find a secret sauce that you can just click one button and everything happens. If you're an SEO, you know that's not true, though it would be nice, but it's not true. So what I find is, like, so many people who work with e-commerce type websites found this ebook really helpful, because they already have knowledge and they just need, like, for example, if you've been working with B2B websites and, well, you know SEO already, but you don't know what exact challenges e-commerce websites face and what exactly you need to do there, because it's a little bit different mindset between B2B websites and e-commerce type websites. So it's like a very quick uplift of the knowledge. So that's basically what e-commerce SEO mastery is, the name of the ebook.
And the third course, though, is this: if you're a team, you can get team access, correct? Is that the third, then, the third option in your courses, then? There's basic.
Not exact. So this is one thing, and the second course that I have is called SEO Challenge, and it's for SEOs who want to improve basically their knowledge. And that's where I have team access, and that's where I have, like, basic package and premium package.
Amazing.
Most people get premium, but, like, exactly as you said, yes, team access is for SEO Challenge.
And is it $7.97 a month or for the year? Or for one time?
It's one time. It's,
wow. Is that US? Time. US or Canadian?
Yes, it's US, and yes, it's one time, and it's with three updates. And I'm going to re-record so many things by the end of this year, too.
That's incredible.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For you, then, like, where do you see most of your students coming from? Are they American, Canadian, British, European?
It's very the geography of my students is amazing. I think we are already covering most of the globe, because I had students from Hungary, by the way.
Cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
And I've had students from the U.S., Canada, which is interesting. I have more students from the U.S. than in Canada. Yeah. Even though I'm in Canada. Yeah, many students from Europe. I have also students from India, from Pakistan. And I think, like, the geography is crazy. And when at some point I was, like, looking through different parts of the world where my students are from and added flags to the page, I was like, wow, that's so cool.
That is really, really cool. For you, those that maybe are still skeptical about SEO or maybe had a bad experience, what's kind of your message to them right now?
Do you mean people who are like clients, they need SEO help?
Or no, it's like someone's listening to the show right now and they're like, man, I had a bad experience. I hired someone to do SEO and it was not a great experience, or I never really understood what they did. I don't feel like it's a skilled profession. I don't see it as a trade. Right. Mm-hmm. Whereas on the flip side, it's like you and I are both, you know, we want to equip this to be like a really valid profession. It's a trade. It's a skill you learn. So what would you say to people that are still skeptical right now about this important skill?
Yeah, I would say that one of the things is that you need to you need to know what you're looking for. You need to know just a little bit to understand whether this person is asking the right questions, like the person that you're going to hire. It's not like you need to become a professional or you need to control or micromanage them. No, but you need to be realistic about what people can deliver, and you need to be realistic about what they say, because sometimes some things can sound really well, like, you'll rank number one for $200 per month, and we'll like build 1,000 links to you, and all these numbers sound really, really well. But if you say yes to this and then you are burned after that, I'm sorry, but it's your responsibility too, because this is not the right approach that a legit SEO would take. And I actually had a post, and I still have a post on my website, and it's a letter to a client from an ethical SEO or something. I think we can add it in the notes afterwards.
Totally.
But that's exactly what I talk about there, like how to choose the right person, how to approach SEO in general, because it's, I understand, I get it. It's not that straightforward like ads. I put this amount of money and I get back this amount of money. So you should know what you're looking for, and you should be ready to collaborate, because SEO is never something done in vacuum, because you need to give input and then make sure that recommendations implemented either by your team or the SEO that you're having, whatever, it depends on what you are doing. But yeah, it's it can be a path to find the right person, but it's definitely possible.
That's awesome. That's some great advice. Christina, are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Okay, let's do it.
Lovely.
Let me grab some water. Okay, now I'm ready.
Perfect.
Shoot.
What was your first ever job?
First ever. I worked as a interpreter at an exhibition from India. So I'm from Belarus, and there were exhibitions that would come from India and sell different goods that were really interesting for our country. We didn't have such things. So I would be an interpreter and like salesperson, because Indians, they didn't speak Russian and Belarusian. So I was like salesperson.
Nice. Nice. Night owl or early bird?
Early bird.
Yeah.
But nice. Sometimes I pretend to be a night owl.
Nice. Yeah. Cat or dog person?
Dog person, like definitely. I have a dog, right?
Nice. Sure. What was the first thing that you did SEO for?
The first thing. Well, I think my personal blog would qualify. When I started my SEO career, I had my SEO blog, and whatever I would learn, I would post there, and I would optimize posts there. So it was basically for myself.
Nice. Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark.
Nice. Favorite word right now?
Awesome.
Nice. Awesome. Last charity you supported, whether it's financially or with your time, and why?
Yeah. I can't name you the exact names, because I've supported a number of Ukrainian charities over the last couple of months. And why? I think it goes without saying.
No, that's awesome. What's a movie that you just love? You could watch over and over and over again.
Ooh, I think it's Free Guy. It's going to be Free Guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. favorite song or album on repeat right now?
Jungle. I have a song, Jungle.
Nice.
On my Spotify.
If you weren't doing this job for a living, what would you be doing with your life?
It's a good question. I think it would be something around teaching.
Nice. Very cool. What's an app on your phone you can't live without?
Instagram.
Yeah, nice. Favorite children's book?
Oh, it's hard to say. Maybe something like Pinocchio. Yeah. Something like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was the best thing you ever bought for under $10?
I think it might, it could probably be some chocolate or ice cream that I needed that time and felt really good after.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
I think it's about responsibility.
Yeah.
For me, it's about responsibility because I know that I'm responsible for all my choices and what I do.
That's great. Business or marketing book that you'd recommend?
I'd say Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. Yeah. It's a marketing book.
Nice. That's great. Podcast that you recommend?
So interestingly, I don't listen a lot to SEO podcasts because I read a lot on SEO, but I really love podcasts like Straight Up with Trent Shelton.
Yeah, that's great. Newsletter or website that you recommend for resources and inspiration?
I'd say SEO FOMO by Alida.
Yes, great one. That is awesome. And what about a life hack that you'd be willing to share?
Life hack. Okay, so I know a life hack. Wake up one hour earlier than you usually do and spend time with yourself without any phone or any interactions.
Yep.
It's hard, but it's worth so much.
That's awesome. And when you go into all these consultancies and meet all the SEO teams, what do you find in where people really excel in SEO? What's like a you know, a characteristic or a skill that they've acquired?
I think that many people are really, really good at content and like keyword research and creating content ideas. I think it's a very valuable skill, and I find many people who are really good at it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Christina, where can people find you and follow you? What's the websites? Where do you hang out online on the internet?
Yeah, so I'm equally active on Twitter and LinkedIn. So you can find me on Twitter at Azarchik, CK at the end, or just Christina Azarenko. You'll find me anyway.
Nice.
And the same on LinkedIn.
Yep.
And also my website is marketingsyrup.com, and you can get links to my courses and my free SEO Pro extensions there. So yeah, just, visit.
That's very, very cool. And, do you hang out in Reddit and Quora? Would we ever find you there?
Dabble well, in... I have a Reddit account, but I don't use it.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's awesome. And as far as, kind of for you, kind of next steps in this journey as far as your course. We can look forward to another course launching soon. Is that correct? You said you're developing one. We can add a course.
Yeah.
We can add an extension to our Chrome browser, which is very exciting that you created. So many great things. We're going to put all the links in the show notes as well.
Amazing. Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to give a little plug for the new course that's coming up? Kind of like a little pre-commercial, a little trailer?
Okay, yes. For now, what I say for now is that it's going to be a really, really, really amazing course for those people who want to be good at technical SEO specifically, because I know a lot about it, I've done a lot of it, and I know how to do it properly and also how to communicate with the teams regarding technical SEO. So I know it's going to be a really, really, really amazing course.
It's amazing. Everyone, this is Christina. From not just syrup, not just you're thinking, hey, man, is this maple syrup? Is this, no, it's marketing syrup. So you're thinking all things delicious, all things Canadian, marketing syrup. Just Google it, find her. An amazing course. And again, just huge kudos for the investment you're making into the SEO industry, the SEO skilled trade that it is, the skilled profession that it is. So it means a lot. And it's a real honor to have you on the show.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it a lot. And thank you so much for everyone who's listening. Have an amazing day, night, whatever time is for you. But just smile and everything is going to be amazing.
That's awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and the Podfather.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.